following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and United Airlines.
A pleasant good evening to you. You know that Bears All Access is always unscripted. You never know what direction we're going to go. And this may be one where you need a GPS before all is said and done. Zach Zaidman joined by 85 Bear Tom Thayer. And Tom, do you want to introduce the special guest for the next 60 minutes here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score?
Do you get introduced by your real name, which most people know you by, Anthony Adams, or is Spice becoming like your Madonna or your Cher, or where you're just known by one name?
It doesn't really matter, man. Everybody know who it is. It's me, baby.
Anthony Adams, everybody. Defensive lineman with the Chicago Bears, out of Penn State, through San Francisco 49ers.
Where's the soundboard? We need the applause. Where's the soundboard?
Right.
Yeah, congratulations. We're not in front of a studio audience, but you do have an opportunity to talk to the people at 312-644-6767. Again, 312-644-6767. Anything in the world of football is fair game for Spice Adams. I'm Zach. Tom's here as well. What's the weirdest nickname that you ever were called by one of your teammates?
I've heard of Wyatt Beck. Somebody called me Wyatt Beck. And my cousin, when I was 12, called me Fat Back Grease Meat. So that's probably...
It's in an endearing way.
It's one of those nicknames where they keep calling you the name and you're like, stop, man. Don't do it, man. I'm going to punch you if you call me that again. And then, you know, they keep doing it to finally you answer. Like, okay, yeah, what? What do you want? So Fat Back Grease Meat, I had to live with that since I was 12.
Well, I mean, obviously you have the personality for it because you're a guy that's filled with humor and good times and fun and smiles and everything.
He's filled with more than that.
And I have a fat back.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's...
It'd be better saying wide back, you know, because that's, you know, the width of the backside, you know, your shoulder to shoulder is...
But they called Notre Dame star Bryant Young wide back. At when I was with the Niners.
Right.
And they called me Baby Wideback. So we both had Wideback.
It's only because of a height difference.
Well, they called me Tony Parrish, actually called me 5'10", 3'10".
Yeah, former Bear safety who later went on to play with you in San Francisco. Cool. It's hard for me to believe that you and a guy like Julius Peppers, you guys are built quite differently, but yet both of you played on the defensive line.
Yeah.
Does it amaze you that you were able to have a lengthy career in the NFL being built the way you are? And what's the way, I'm going to let you describe, because we're on the radio, maybe some people have not actually seen you from your playing days on the field. Mm. How would you describe your physique?
It amazes me that I didn't play for 20 years with the build that I have. I was coming out of college. I was, they said I was a rolling bowling ball with butcher knives. So that's how I would explain my physique. Now, if you think of like a spoon and a fork and a butter knife, I'm more like a spork, a spoon and a fork. I'm like a utility knife.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, it's interesting as an offensive lineman to play against a guy like Anthony Adams, because if you have a guy like Julius Peppers, there's a lot of lower body there to cut to get off his feet and try to attack. With Anthony, you don't have that target.
It's just belly.
You're always targeting your strength. And that's serious because, you know, playing against guys like Jerry Ball and stuff that was really a great defensive lineman on the inside, you didn't have a big you were always attacking strength and you were always attacking a target. So it wasn't like you could capture him, get him off balance or get a move because he's awkwardly tall or has a little strange trait about him.
Yeah, low to the ground, powerful guys. I mean, it's hard to block guys like that. I mean, especially when you're gap shooting. And the 3-4 is pretty easy or whatever. But when you're gap shooting like that, man, it's hard, especially if you're a 6'5", 6'4", guy.
You know, that leads me to a question, because I was looking at Jonathan Bullard's press conference today, and he was talking about how a great defensive lineman in college, you guys can kind of go to the line of scrimmage and know that they have a deficiency in the offensive lineman they're playing against, and you can shoot upfield and go and make the play. Mm-hmm. But he's talking about the responsibilities as an NFL defensive lineman, how after you explode off the ball, you have a lot of reading to do.
Right.
What's he talking about specifically when you're talking about reading after explosion by a defensive lineman?
Well, it's different type of blocks, as you know. I mean, you know, there's the double team or whatever, but sometimes it's really not even a double team. It's just a quick little bump so they can get up to the linebacker, especially if you got fast linebackers. But I think he's saying that, you know that trap is going to come. Either it's going to be a trap. Especially if you just go straight up field, you know that, and they let you go. Like, you know the trap is coming, and you have to be on the lookout for that. I mean, and then it could be a draw, it could be a play action, it could be a screen. So, I mean, you got to be, and then, you know, guys like me, if you plug me into a defense right now, I know what the play is going to be when they snap the ball. And it's just guys like Bullard, they have to keep getting that repetition and practice so that they can be on that same type of level, that when he snapped the ball, I know it's going to be a play action pass. I know when he snapped the ball, that it's going to be slide protection.
Until you get experience, or sometimes your eyes go in a different spot than your body. Like you said, if a defensive lineman is let to explode off the line of scrimmage and nobody confronts him, somebody's coming to hit you from somewhere.
Yeah, something's up. Something's up. It's going to be a trap or it's going to be a wham. You know, and if it's a wham, like say you playing against New England, they might give you 3 or 4 different looks from the wham. It's just like, it's a feel thing. You got to know it.
Right. When Anthony explains, a wham comes from an H-back or a tight end who's in movement to take advantage of a defensive lineman, you know, trying to get him out of position. But if you're going to get trapped, it's usually by an interior down offensive lineman who's going to be the main blocker.
Oh, yeah. And they love that.
Oh.
They love to trap you. You know, if they see that open rib right there, they're going dead for that, man. So that's like an offensive lineman dream right there.
Right.
Yeah, it was interesting listening to one of the defensive linemen, Eddie Goldman, who now enters year 2 in the NFL. And he has a different physique than he had last. Probably looked a lot like you last year. And he said.
So sexy. He looked sexy.
Hey, you know, you say it.
It's okay to say it, Zach. It's okay to say it.
He was big. I'll call him a 340-pound man. That's what he said he was last season. Okay. And the Bears want him at 325. He says he's lost about 10 to 15 pounds. Said the problem last year was he had too many cheat days in his diet.
days I can relate to that.
Yeah, days that led him to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every day is cheat day for me.
But the thing that he said that he's really benefited from, you know, obviously anytime you lose weight, he said he's quicker now. Stamina is no longer an issue. And it was maybe at this point last season. He also said that just the ability to understand how to study your opponent with film is something that he now has that he didn't a year ago. And that does make a big difference.
Well, that's awesome to hear him say that, you know, I mean, especially him being a young guy. And it's one thing to watch film. And you could spend hours watching film, but if you're watching the wrong thing, then it doesn't even make sense, you know. So, and he could get with guys like me, you know. He could call me up or whatever, and we could go over. Like, what you want to look for is look how that guard favors blocking your defensive end. Like, if you don't put enough pressure on him, like, you got to put pressure on that guard so he can't come off on your defensive end, or look how the center snaps the ball, if he snaps the ball when the quarterback is up under him, how he snaps in shotgun, how he snaps when they're going to slide protection. I mean, different things like that. I mean, you need to look at.
Do you read stances? Like, can you tell the balance of an offensive lineman or do you even have enough time to read a stance, unless it's obviously awkward where the guy has all of his weight back and you know he's pulling? Mm-hmm. Do you have time to do that? Or is there so much other information you're trying to digest as the offense comes to the line of scrimmage?
Sometimes I can. And sometimes it's kind of like a field thing that you look for when you're out on the field. But sometimes you can catch it on film. And if I do, then it's like I'm telling everybody,
right,
like, listen, man, I'm telling you. Like, I remember Kurt Warner had this little thing that he did whenever he was under center. And when he would do this little hitch with his knee, and then the ball was coming out right after that. And I knew I could get a jump on the ball every time he did that. And I picked that up on him. And, you know, just little things like that that you could try to find. And what I know what Tommy Harris used to do, he used to get the TV copy so they can hear, like, fluctuation of their voice and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's different things that you can pick up on.
Tommy Harris used to sit late at night at Hallis Hall.
Yep.
And you would walk along the hallway, you know, after I do one of these Bears All Access shows, and I'd walk upstairs and you would just hear, there'd be no one there except for Tommy Harris, the TV, the yep. sound would be turned up to an ear-splitting yep. level because he didn't care what the announcers had to say. He was listening for the quarterback, and man, it helped him on game day.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get anything that you can get to, you know, at least get a jump on a count.
That's AA, Anthony Adams, better known as Spice. Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Zabin. You can join us at 312-644-6767. When we come back, a current Bear has said goodbye. We'll explain next on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, covering the world of Bears football on and off the field with Anthony Adams and Lauren Screedon, brought to you by Jimmy John's, and airing every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago, or go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears. Zach Zabin, Tom Thayer, joined by the star of the show, Anthony Adams. And Spice was telling me that this week on Inside the Bears, there's an encore presentation, and Tom, you're going to love this. Not only is Robbie Gould honored by his teammates with the Ed Block Courage Award, but the show visits the Thayer Family Restaurant in Joliet, yes. and Spice turns up more lost Bears artifacts at Hallis Hall. Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's, airs Saturdays at 6 p.m. on My50 Chicago and Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on Fox 32 Chicago. You can also watch show segments online at chicagobears.com anytime. All right, so the restaurant in Joliet, what happened?
Lauren and the crew came down. It's called Thayer Brothers Deli and Grill, and it's run by my 84-year-old mom and my brother. And, you know, we had it's just a great family business, and the show gave us great exposure to the restaurant. And we, you know, a lot of people were excited to come in and meet my mom, meet my brother, myself, or whatever the case is.
Imagine the food that this guy
well, sitting right next to you could have. That's, you know, when we talked about it, I was hoping Anthony would come down, and the offer still is extended to him in so many ways. You know, if Bears fans are going, you know, from wherever they're from down to training camp, because, you know, it's 30 minutes away from Kankakee and stuff. So I want to go in there with Anthony and have a, you know, have some good food with them.
What's Thayer special?
You know, my mom creates the menu every day, so everything's different. You know, like I said, we cut our French fries by hand. My mom makes the best chicken noodle soup in the world, bar none, and she makes it every day. But there's other soups too. But, you know, if you go down there for the first time, you have to have chicken noodle. And just it's just good, you know, just good home-cooked food that my mom has cooked for my family our whole lives. And, you know, that's what she does now at the restaurant.
I want some of them fries.
Look, he's salivating.
He's
drooling right now.
I like the French fries. I want some of them fries, baby.
What was the trip like into the artifacts area over there at Hallis Hall?
I think you found an old VCR tape with yeah. McMahon on the cover. And no one has a VCR anymore. But
I know. Yeah, man, you find Mike Dick of Cigars, Charles Tillman, dreadlocks, which used to be all over the practice field anyways. we found refrigerator Perry mugs. I mean, all type of stuff, man. We have fun with it, man. It's really cool.
Not enough bobbleheads in the Bears history, you know, of that type of trinket that they can give away.
It should be. I think my bobblehead would do good, though.
Yes. Now
I'm a bobblehead anyways.
Yeah, Bartolo Colon got one with the Mets where yeah. They've got the vibrating stomach. You know,
oh, really?
He's a bigger
like
guy.
A truffle shuffle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I need to get that. I need to get that, man. If they listening, man, show me the way. I need to make that happen.
That is the soulful sound of Anthony Adams. We've got Tom Thayer here. Zach Zabin with you as well. Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score 312-644-6767. In the locker room, you know, because I think most people know you as a funny guy, an entertaining guy. I think your teammates really enjoyed the fact that you were able to keep things loose. But did anyone ever give you the business in the locker room because you tried to keep it light?
Oh, I mean, I don't know, man. We all were kids, man. That's what I loved about the locker room. Coming over from the Niners, I mean, we were so serious, man, because we were losing all the time. Like, when I was there, we had a, we went 4-12, 2-14, 4-12, and then 7-9 again. So, I mean, coming to the team, I mean, you got Tommy Harris, Peanut Tillman, Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher. I mean, you got a bunch of guys there that could very well have egos that don't. They're just like regular guys or whatever who just play practical jokes on you, box you up, and like all type of stuff. So, I mean, we all got each other. I mean, you know, I mean, if you went out, for instance, if you went out to practice and you had a hoodie on, they would try to snatch the drawstring of your hoodie so it would be tight to your face and then rip out your drawstring, like stuff like that. So if you didn't go out with your drawstring protected, then they were going to get you. So, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, they would get anybody, especially if you're new to the team and don't know.
Well, I mean, that's the greatest thing about a locker room, because I think once you get just the guys in there that are on the team, you have the door shut and you're just in there amongst your teammates, everybody has a role. Mm-hmm. You know, even back in 85, you know, you'd have the seriousness of Mike Singletary and then you'd have the super seriousness of Wilbur Marshall. But then you'd have a playful attitude out of a Dennis McKinnon or some of the other guys. So, you know, everybody knew their role and they didn't, I don't think anybody ever overplayed it. And in those moments of the super serious atmosphere, everybody gets into their professional face on. So, but again, when you go through that 16 games a year, you need somebody in there to cut the levity and yeah, and create an enjoyable atmosphere that everybody embraces.
Well, Anthony Adams could do it for three different people. You know, I mean, he had that much in him in terms of the entertainment that he provided. All right, let's get to today's big news up at Hallis Hall. A Bear has retired. Manny Ramirez, who they signed this offseason, the former Denver and Detroit offensive lineman, spent 8 years in the NFL, has called it quits.
Right, but he won't retire as a Bear. He was a guy that was trying out to try to earn a position and a jersey with this team. He's retiring when he's trying out for the Bears, but he'll be best remembered with the Denver Broncos. He finished his career with the Detroit Lions. So, but again, you know, when you get a guy to retire, and we are talking about this when you're talking about your experience with DeMarco Farr in San Francisco, when a guy retires or gives it up at your position, there's guys behind him that are high-fiving each other, yes, that are just chomping at the bit because they know they're going to get the reps that Manny Ramirez is giving up. And listen, I met Manny. I enjoy his personality, and I know exactly what he's going through because I had another year left on my contract, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I don't want to invest in the offseason what you have to be a 16-game-a-year player. So, you know,
what, was it that or was it having to go up against – the guy on the other side, and maybe he was
the guy on the other side never makes you retire. Never. It's about what's going through your head. And yeah, I mean, maybe you want to relay the story of DeMarco Farr because it pertained to you and your position and your reps.
Yeah. I mean, we were just getting off the field, and I mean, I thought that he had some great pass rush moves and stuff like that. I was learning from him. He was talking to me and stuff like that, and it was great. And then he just came off the field one day and he was like, I'm done. Like, I'm going up to talk to the coach right now, let him know that I'm retiring. And I was like, what? Is this like an April Fool's joke, whatever? I just saw you do an in and out move against the guard that was like phenomenal. And you're saying you're done? Like, I didn't understand it.
I saw Manny at the Bears gala on Saturday night and I was going, boy, he looks like a bigger Roberto Garza.
Roberto. Okay.
He looks like a bigger Roberto with his head shaved. And, you know, and that's what was going through my mind when I was looking at him. But again, you know, we both had the experience of knowing when to say when.
Well, you said, Tom, that you just knew that there came a point, and even though you had a year to go on your contract, you just
I still want to play.
Yeah, right. See, that's the thing, because I think Anthony has a completely different
take. Drag me off the, like, I still want to play, man. You know, I got released at Disney World. I was like,
Lyle Alzado came back after retiring after a few years. We could get you in shape.
Listen,
we
man,
could put you
I,
through.
I, wait, are you saying I he's not
past,
in shape?
I walk past Pace office every day just in case he want to change his mind. Like, hey, how you doing? Defensive tackle? What's going on? Every day I walk past.
Oh, man, funny stuff. Anthony Adams comes back, and when he does, after this break, here's what I'm going to ask him. Think about this. Don't give us the answer right now, but think about this, because, you know, we've all seen these great bits that you have on Inside the Bears.
Yeah.
What are some of the ideas that the Bears said no to that were so out there that they could not accomplish this and put on TV? We'll discuss next with Anthony Adams. Tom Thayer is here. I'm Zach Sabin. You can join us at 312-644-6767. Bears All Access on the Score. The official tablet app of the Chicago Bears, Bears Daily, powered by Xfinity, is now available for free download. Search Bears Daily for the latest team news, videos, photos, and more. Zach Sabin, Tom Thayer, and special guest for the entire hour, Anthony Adams. And I'm not necessarily sure if an hour is enough, but you've got it. Take advantage of it. So you might know Anthony from the TV. After his playing days were done, he joined the Bears as one of the co-hosts of Inside the Bears.
They can't get rid of me.
They cannot get rid of you. And there's some great bits that you've done over the course of the show. My favorite, and Tom and I were talking about this, I think our favorite is they had you in one of those machines, you know, where you have all the stuffed animals and the big claw.
Uh-huh.
And you were actually in the machine and scared the living daylights out of kids and men and women, the parents.
That actually wasn't my idea. That was Dan Borelli, my producer. That was his idea, which was awesome, man. And
it went
viral on Facebook and on YouTube. So it's doing good, man. But you know, most of my stuff get canned, man.
Yeah, what are some of the ideas that you've got? Because I'm sure you guys have a show meeting at the start of each week.
Yeah, I already stopped asking because I already know that it's going to get canned. Like, I want to do a lot of stuff with the quarterback. And, you know, quarterback, that's like the glorified position or whatever. And it's,
David Fails?
It's with any quarterback, mainly Jay. And, you know, it gets canned. Like, I want to chill in the conversion van, man. You know, we got a conversion van. I'm pretty sure he got Xbox and PlayStation and all that good stuff. And
is Jay a video game guy? He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would have video games in there.
I don't know. But see, that's what I want to find out. Is he really a video game guy? Is he on Twitch with Kyle Long? You never really know. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to know your teammates and you got to deal with different egos or whatever. So
you'd get in there and the kids would gravitate towards you and Jay would just leave you behind.
I could babysit the kids for a couple. I got four kids of my own, man. My youngest is 3 years old. So, I mean, you know, I could babysit.
Now, you know how, Tom, there are a lot of kids, you know, when your dad's around, the dad's almost embarrassing to you. You get to that certain stage in life where, you know,
I'm the cool dad, man.
Are you?
I've been the cool dad.
So you haven't embarrassed your kid yet?
Nah, man. They love having me around, man. I'm cool. I'm a cool dad. That's the guy on the show. I mean, the most the kids tell my son or my daughters that your dad is fat. But I mean, like, okay, like everybody knows that. Like, it's not like a national bulletin or anything like that. But other ideas I had, like, I want to do wife swap.
Oh man,
let's do a wife swap. You know what I mean? Like, that might go viral.
Let's do a
super nanny or something like that. Like, I come up with all these different ideas and I'm like, nope. Nah, let's stay away from that. Nah, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Instead, they get a really little car and they put Spice in there with a really big man.
Yeah.
And they're going shoulder to shoulder, window to window. There is no space in between the middle of the seats.
No holes barred, man. I mean, the biggest I had in there was probably Julius. Julius Peppers, man, his knees were like on the dashboard, dude. We were in a Ford Fiesta hatchback, and it was just It was like Hightower from like Police Academy or whatever.
They took out the front seat.
Like the seat was all the way back, and he was asking me, yo, this seat all the way back, man? I'm like, yeah, it's all the way back, dude. But the seats was leather, you know what I mean? I had air conditioner, all that good stuff, man.
Yeah, I see that one commercial. They got Michael Strahan where he's dancing with his daughters in a TV commercial. So is that the way you are with your kids? Are you more likely to, like, if there's some good music on where your kids join in with you and...
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah.
In the car, at the house, whatever. I mean, it depends on, you know, what time of day it is, especially. But now, you know, since the kids are home for the summer and, you know, they just got out of school, they'll probably see more of that. But, like, come, like, the end of July, August, I'm like, listen, y'all need to go sit down somewhere, go eat some ice cream, go play outside, and, you know... It gets to the point where it's too much. It's like I don't film that part though, where I'm just like getting tired of them. Like, man, would y'all go somewhere? Jeez.
Anthony Adams is our guest here for the hour on Bears All Access X. Even Tom Thayer with you. You can join us at 312-644-6767. I've got an idea. Let me throw this your way, and you can...
The idea for the show?
Idea for the show.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want to say it publicly?
I think, but, you know, I don't think they're listening right now up at Hallis Hall. If they are, well, no, they're not listening. Why would they be listening to you? But
exactly.
But you come up with this idea, and you can take credit for it. How about you, and instead of all the big guys that you had in the car, mm-hmm. right? Now take them, just you and whichever big guy on the team, all-you-can-eat buffet.
Mm.
How much food can you consume at one of these deals?
Me?
No, or them? I think that both.
Oh, it would watch be no the problem
fear,
for
watch
me.
The fear on the workers.
He doesn't eat till he gets full. He eats till he gets bored.
Yeah, I'm going to take Eddie Goldman, man. And then they're going to be mad at me. See, they're going to can that too. Why would you take Eddie Goldman to this pizza place? He ate three boxes of pizza. And now he's back to 348. Like, we're trying to get him a loser. Then they're going to be mad at me.
Doesn't you know always I mean? Work that way, you know, and the reason I bring that up is Hronas Grasu, they wanted him to gain weight this offseason, and now he's finally above 300 pounds, which is where they wanted him.
Oh, okay.
And this guy...
Should have hung with me then.
Do you realize that his parents own
a pizza parlor?
Right, in L.A.?
Yeah, yeah. Like, right in the thick of it, really? Like, right there in L.A. So, I mean, he would probably be out, though. I mean, because he's probably a pizza snob. I asked him, like, does he like thin crust or does he like the deep dish pizza? He said he liked New York style pizza.
Well, that's because the parents...
Broke my heart, man.
The parents initially came from Romania.
Mm-hmm.
They came to New York before moving to California.
But still, do you still do what your parents ask you to do? Or, you know what I mean?
Like, I do whatever tastes good.
You've been out the house, man, now for, like, you look like you've probably been out the house for 2 years. But you've been out the house now for, like, 20, 25 years
hey,
now, Zach.
If someone is paying for my food, I'll eat it.
How about instead of big guys and compact cars, you go to the opposite end of the spectrum, take the small guys and see how many guys you can fit in the compact
Ooh,
car.
Nice.
So you take an Eddie Royal and you take
Jacquez
Rogers and, you know, some of these other guys and see maybe you get like... Four in the back seat.
They had to lap up.
Right.
Yeah.
Two in the front seat plus you.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it's hard to get a bunch of players together. It's only like 15 minutes, man, and it's hard to get all of them together. I would love to do it, though, for sure. Like, I would be the chauffeur. I wear my hat and everything. I'd be an Uber driver 15 minutes.
I just got a text message from a high-ranking Bears executive.
Uh-oh. Cut my mic off.
A quote.
Stay away from Eddie Goldman.
No, here's the quote. Leave Eddie alone. No, the quote is, of course we're listening. So, oh, man, be on your
well,
best
like
behavior.
Well, like I said, man, I love everything about the Chicago Bears, man. I love everybody upstairs, all the producers, everybody that put in all the hard work. Love you, Zach. Love you, Thayer. Even Jeff Joniak.
Tom, even Jeff.
Yeah, Tom loves Jeff, I think.
You see how it gets silent here, real fast. I hope you're listening, Jeff.
We got a text message here. This, I think, actually would be a good one. Another idea for the show. Okay. How about Spice and one of your passengers, Barry Oki? Instead of karaoke, Barry Oak.
What's Barry Oak?
Like James Corden, the host of one of the late night shows on CBS. You know, he usually has all these Grammy Award winners in the car next to him, and they do this karaoke bit. You could do it with the Bears. The quarterback would love that.
That would be cool. Like who would we do that with? We have to do it with Jay, right?
I think it would be great in the conversion van.
And I know Jay is listening because he listens to 670 all the time. Man. Yeah. Hey, man, let's get in the conversion van. Let's do karaoke. What song?
That's
take on me. Take on. Let's do some aha, man.
I did not realize that growing up in Detroit, you were a big aha guy.
Man, but listen, you hear that melody, man. It's catchy, man. Take on me. The cartoon turned into an actual man.
Oh, man.
The greatest video in the world, dude.
He actually posted a picture.
He pulled her into the comic book world.
We've got to take a time out here, but during, I think, game two of the NBA Finals, he took a picture of Chicago and Iman Shumpert, who plays for the Cavaliers. Yeah. And you kind of spliced a little splice from Spice. All right, when we come back, we'll get your take on what you've seen so far from the OTAs, how you think the Bears are going to do heading into training camp. Tom Thayer's here, so's Anthony Adams. I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access on The Score. Get the latest updates and messages you want to hear from your Chicago Bears by signing up at chicagobears.com/email. Zach Zabin, Tom Thayer with you, joined by our special guest, former Bear and the current host of Inside the Bears, Anthony Adams. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you watch Inside the Bears every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago, or if you browse the Bears website, chicagobears.com.
Saturday, 6 o'clock at My50 also.
That is true. You can, and again, if you miss that, you can always go to the Bears website, and they have like little snippets of the show and the best of the best stuff that Anthony Adams does on a weekly basis. So we were asking earlier, what are some of the best possible ideas for the future? Some that have been nixed, and you know the fans are really going crazy on Twitter right now and via our text messaging system. Some of the ideas: Spice chauffeurs the McCaskey family.
Perfect.
I mean, you need a bigger car, obviously. You could do it in a compact car.
Smaller hat.
But don't tell them. That would be great. Get in the limo.
You know what? I'll can that one myself. I go ahead and can it right now, man. I'm going to play as the producers would do me. Like we got to can that one, man.
Here's another one. This would make for a great visual.
Okay.
Spice should do a clothes swap.
That would be dope. I like that. I like that.
As long as most of the guys that you're swapping with, the clothes are expandable, because you're not going to get Robbie Gould showing up in some Jeggings and you being able to slide them on.
Oh, man, that would be cool, though, man. It's got to be the smallest guy on the team, though, man.
Can you imagine this guy in a pair of skinny jeans and those tight, because that's the new thing now with the kids. Everything's tight.
Yeah, man. I couldn't even imagine it, man. Some skinny jeans, jeggings. They call them jeggings.
Like this. Yeah, that's what I heard them called before.
Yeah, man, I can't. I would do it for the show, though, man. I would do it for the show.
Anything for the ratings. All right, so the Bears are in the process of OTAs. Got one more before minicamp begins next week. Alshon Jeffrey expected for the first time this offseason at one of the Bears events, because it is mandatory next week. Tommy, we'll get your take on the offense, since you've had an opportunity to kind of watch things develop. New offensive coordinator in Dow Loggins. Defenses are almost always ahead of the offenses during this stage, but what have you seen? What's caught your eye so far this offseason from an offensive standpoint?
You know, the defense is really aggressive. They're a lot faster from the snap of the ball to the conclusion of the play. They have a faster direction of aggression from the linebacker position specifically. I think you have better instincts by Danny Trevathan and
Jarrell Freeman.
Yeah, Jarrell Freeman and even John Timu and the rest of these guys are out there competing for positions. Then you see the size up on the defensive line with Hicks and Eddie Goldman and Mitch Unrein and the rest of the crew up there. You got much more significant size up there up front from the defensive linemen. And when you look at right now, you look at Willie Young and you look at Lamar Houston on the outside, they look like outside linebackers now, because last year, coming off a knee injury, we're a lot more suspicious about what their abilities would allow them to do. And so when you look at the front seven, you see a much more aggressive defense playing faster to the point of contact. You know, you still need the safety position to come around. You still need the cornerback position to support the defensive backfield. But if you get more pressure up front, the cornerbacks, I think, are going to play better. And then you look at today's practice offensively. You know, Cody Whitehair gets reps with the first team because Ted Larson is out. You have Manny Ramirez going through the retirement. And now you're trying to put the best five guys up in the line of scrimmage. And that's where you need time. You need thousands, hundreds of reps from an offensive line to be together, to have the continuity to run an offensive play successfully that interacts with the running backs, the H-backs, the tight ends, the wide receivers, and everything going. So, yeah, you may see some balls that are, you know, fall to the ground on the offensive side, but the timing is so specific and it's such an instant of perfection that you're going to have these things happen, but you need to see the growth. You need to see the message from Dow Loggins get into the voice or get into the helmet of Jay Cutler. Jay calls a play in the huddle and he's in control of everything that's going on. And you do see the growth and you see the potential of the offense, but you need Alshon there. You need Zach Miller at the tight end. You need Kevin White on the other side with Eddie Royal in the slot. You need Jeremy Langford to mature quickly, along with, you know, Sonoris Perry and Kadeem Carey and Jacquizz Rodgers, all these guys. So it is, you know, it's in the process, but it takes time. Did you live in the OTA era, or were you the OTAs after you left?
No, I was there. I was there, and I understand the importance of having everybody there. But, I mean, Lovey was he did a great job in making sure that they were. I mean, he would call you on your phone like, hey, big guy, hey, we need you here. We need you her or her. We need you her. So he did a good job of getting everybody.
Call everybody
there,
big guy.
Hey, big guy.
But it's different big guys, man. Hey, big guy. Like a big guy like that, you want to hear. But if he call you on your phone and say, hey, big guy, I need to talk to you. Like, once you hear that one, then it's like you about to get released or traded or something. Something's about to go up.
You know, with an offensive line, everybody having to work together, and you have to work in success. You have to work in perfection of timing together. What do you get out of it as a defensive lineman, whether you're a young guy like Bullard or you're a guy with experience like Hicks? What are you getting out of the OTAs as a defensive lineman?
You're getting a lot of camaraderie. You're getting a lot of trust, and you're getting to know your teammates, which is very important. I mean, you get to know their nuances. Like, you like lining up on the left side? Do you like lining up on the right side? Okay, if you don't like the right, I'll take the left. Then, you know, you start to understand what type of games you like. Like, I know with Pep, he didn't like to run a lot of games. Like, you just fed off what he did. If he wanted to take an inside rush, then you got to go outside and contain for him. And I knew with Alex liked to run an exit. So if he's going to run an exit, then I have to, you know, go inside to make it look like I'm making an inside rush on the guard so that he can come and hit the guard and then I can wrap around. You know what I mean? So it's just different nuances you have to get with your teammates that you can't get when you're not there.
As a defensive lineman, can you feel the speed and the recognition of the linebackers behind you, that they digest the information a little bit quicker? Because last year when they put in a new defense, you're also putting in new players at the linebacker position that don't have great deals of experience. When you talk about Shea and Christian Jones and the rest of the crew. But now you have guys that are really familiar with playing linebacker in the NFL. Mm-hmm. As a defensive lineman, can you feel the way you interact with the linebacker position?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know it. And you know when they blitz, like, you can just feel that, like, in your ear hole. Like, oh, okay, Lance is coming on this play. I got to make sure that I don't fool around. And I mean, I was playing with, you know, Pro Bowlers and Hall of Famers with Urlacher and Lance. So, I mean, you knew you had to get it right. Like, if you messed this up, then, you know, you weren't going to be out on the field. And you definitely felt it. I mean, especially in OTAs. I mean, they're talking, they're going back and forth, they're talking to the offense. And all the while, they know what the play is going to be. And they got a sense of, you know, how the line shifts and how the running back shift. Like, they kind of know it's going to be a screen or it's going to be a draw or whatever. And they're just hollering out different things. Then next thing you know, they just go. and we might be in a base defense. We're running over two, but they make it look like a blitz because they know exactly where they need to go.
I think that's why, you know, when opponents used to take on that cover two defense, which is what you guys called it, but when they'd watch it on video, it looked simple. You know, it looked like you could beat it. But what they didn't understand was that the experience that you guys had on your side of the ball, you knew, especially Urlacher and Briggs and all those guys, they understood how the opponent would attack you in any type of situation based on the shell that you guys showed and the game situation, you know, second down and 10 or whatnot. And you guys dominated that way.
We would just say, hey, look, we know what we're showing. Try to stop us. I mean, we're not trying to fool you. We're lining up in cover two. Run your play. Try to stop us. And we were so good up front and with our front seven that it just made the cornerbacks that much better because you could take gambles because you knew the ball was going to come out. It had to, or you were going to get sacked. So, you know, like Vash is going to jump that route because he knows that the line is coming.
So Vash was known as the interceptor back in the day.
Nathan Vasher?
A big key during that 2006 Super Bowl season. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Tom played with him. You played for him. He's one of the most popular Bears in the history of the organization. That's next. Spice Adams is here. So is Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zabin. Bears All Access rolls on the Score. Finish on the field at the PNC Bears 5K taking place at Soldier Field on Saturday, June 25th. Register today at chicagobears.com/5K. You know, last week on the show.
I will be there. I won't be running.
I said all of us on the show here can benefit from joining along and running that 5K. And Tom just glared at me. He didn't say anything. He just looked at me like laser-like focus. He was not pleased with that joke.
I could ride a bike 5K.
What is that, 3 miles?
I think 3.5, somewhere in that neighborhood.
I don't want to do it. My calves hurt just thinking about it.
That is Anthony Adams, known for his physical fitness during his career with the Bears. He's also a host on Inside the Bears. Tom Thayer, the 85 Bears here. I'm Zach Zabin. All right, so Tom played with one of the greatest middle linebackers in the history of the game, Mike Singletary. They won a championship in 85. When you played for the 49ers, he was the assistant head coach, right?
Correct.
What was that like?
Oh, he was intense. He was intense. Coach Mike Nolan, who was the head coach, he would address the team on Wednesday. And then Thursdays was Coach Samurai Mike's day. And he, I mean, he would look everybody in the eye. Hey, let's go, man. Let's go right now. Why can't we win right now? Let's do it. I mean, it would be intense. I mean, he had us running gassers after practice. What team runs gas? What NFL team runs gassers?
That's just something
after
that
practice?
Everybody did it for years in the NFL. Then all of a sudden, we work so hard practice.
Not
I don't want to
2005.
Condition. Oh well, that's a bunch of baloney because it's become to a softer era. Because as you guys act like you condition so hard.
Can we talk about our cookie dough conversation then? Since you want to talk about somebody being soft.
Mike Singletary should be the next head coach of Baylor University. I will put that
I
think
got
right
my
now
vote.
His no character, his ability to recruit and to look college kids, high school kids that turn into college kids, look him eye to eye and give them the understanding of hard work. I think Mike would be great for that job.
Hey, speaking of which,
I agree.
Lovie Smith now is the head coach of the University of Illinois.
Yeah, I got to go check him out.
How do you think he's going to do?
Oh, big guy. He's going to do great. You know, I'm gonna get in there. I'm gonna motivate the kids. I'm gonna go and do some recruiting. I think it'd be awesome, man. I could just picture him now, man, while they stretch and walking around. Hey, big guy, anybody can have 2 sacks in a game, but can you do it again? Oh, I can't wait.
That was his way of motivating, because I think people get confused because they see Lovie Smith on TV or they hear him on the radio, and you know he's not exciting. He was very low key with the media. Different guy. When before you guys are about to take the field, get ready for a game, or the night before the game, what was he like giving a speech to the team and trying to motivate you guys?
Oh man, he was the best, man. He's like your dad, man, like your pops. Hey guys, big game. It was like, say we playing the green team up north. Hey guys,
Big game this week. What you going to do? Everybody's going to watch this one. Uncle Pookie can see this, even if he don't have cable. So, I mean, like, he talk about everybody, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know your Uncle Pookie is not, he doesn't have cable, but he'll be able to see this game. Like, that's how big this game is going to be. This is going to be on national TV. What you going to do? I mean, he was awesome, man. I love him, man.
A lot of big personalities he's up against. When you think of Jim Harbaugh and you think of the Ohio State and you think of the Michigan State and you think of Northwestern, there's a lot of big-time personalities that are Big Ten coaches that it's going to be fun to watch the travels of that conference this year.
Yeah, I mean, so big that he's on Twitter now. I mean, he's making a video. Hey, guys, this is my Twitter address. If you want to tweet me, is that how you say it? I'm pretty sure he says that how you say it when the video ended. But, yeah, he's on Twitter now, man. He has the blue check, man. So,
and he would somehow read everything that was being said about his players by his players. And or if you were on a TV show.
I don't understand how he knew all of this stuff. It says here that you were going to guarantee 3 sacks this game. How is that going to happen? How you going to do that one? Like, man. I was talking to somebody out in the UK. Like, how did you know that? Goodness, man. He had his ear to the street.
Yeah, he was dialed in when it came to his locker room. Oh, hey, before we say goodbye here, Muhammad Ali, he just passed away. And you're hearing from the football world that he, even though he didn't play the sport, influenced a lot of football players.
Yeah.
Why?
He was bigger than boxing. I mean, he was bigger than sports. I mean, he stood up for what he believed in, and he just transcended all, man, like all of mankind. Like, you know, they wanted him to go fight in a war, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm ready to die for my religion. I mean, there's a lot of, he does stuff that you would dream about saying, and it wasn't, you know, popular to be cocky and all that stuff, especially being an African-American in that time. And he did that. You know what I mean? Like, he was everybody's hero, man. And it wasn't that he was just like, oh, I'm so pro-black. I'm all pro-black. Like, he was just, he loved everybody. And everybody loved him, man. He was the greatest of all time.
I had a chance to meet him one time, and I was so in awe of just meeting him because, you know, born in 61 and watching him grow up and, okay, Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. Wow, why did he do that? Because I was too young to realize why he did it. And he made everybody become more educated because of some of the stances he was taking, and you had to learn why. But then you watch his athletic superior, his greatness, his being prepared. You know, that's the thing about being a great professional athlete, no matter what sport you play. It's about the effort you put into being prepared to be the greatest.
Yep.
And he did it all. He was the greatest because of his preparation. And everybody knows boxing's not easy to prepare for. The archaic style of gloves that they were using back then, the lack of head protection and everything that he persevered through. He was an amazing person.
Guys,
he
great
had the
stuff.
Five P's. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Five P's.
I like it.
Yep.
We end on a positive note.
Positive, that's another P.
Yeah, that's six from AA. Spice, thank you so much. Hopefully we can do this again soon. And
let's
we'll invite Jim Miller next time as well. That's Anthony Adams, Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Sabin. Thanks for listening. Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is sponsored by Comcast, PNC, and FanDuel.